Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, you're welcome back to the programme. 51551 if you want to get in contact with us. Around 14,000, that's the latest figure, 14,000 school children are at home restricting their movements after being identified as close contacts of a confirmed case of COVID-19. This is an increase of 2,000 on yesterday's figures. The calculation is, of course, based on 700 primary schools and 500 secondary schools reporting cases. The HSE have said that the vast majority of students who have tested positive so early in the new term are likely to have picked it up in the community. In the community, they say, rather than at school. In a moment, we'll discuss the definition of a close contact. But first, we'll speak to teachers' unions, both primary and secondary. John Boyle is General Secretary of the Irish National Teachers Organisation and the President of the Association of Secondary Teachers in Ireland. Eamon Dennehy joins us as well. You're both very welcome. John Boyle, I'll turn to you first of all, because the INTO has described the figures as concerning. What do you make of this increase now? 14,000 school children at home.
Yeah, they're concerning. The main figure, I think, Cormac, that's concerning is that 1,200 schools have had a positive case in the first maybe 8 to 10 days of the school year. Now, that's two-thirds of the total number of schools who had positive cases in the last school year for the full year. So obviously we're concerned about that. And I suppose we could have predicted a number of weeks ago when we were focusing on the fact that the Delta variant is different and community infection levels were much higher than they'd ever been with schools open before, that there was likely to be a number of outbreaks in schools. Our concern now as we approach tomorrow morning's meeting is that we haven't seen the official report for this week yet. It's due this evening, and then we'll get a chance to interrogate that tomorrow. But we want to make sure that the supports are in place for schools like what we had last year, mm-hmm. that the principal's helpline is being supported properly, that principals don't have to wait for up to a day to get a response, and that the public health support teams in HSE areas are boosted up to support the school system. Nobody wants to see children or staff remaining off
school. And it's a huge amount of students, isn't it, at home restricting their movements, 14,000 children right across the country. But are you not reassured by what the HSE have said about this? The vast majority of students who've tested positive so early in the new term likely to have picked it up in the community, they say, rather than at school.
That's reassuring up to a certain point, but if you're in a school situation, a teaching principal class, largest in Europe, 35 children from junior infants, first and second, and you're trying to run a school whilst waiting for support from public health, and you have to make this decision, and principals are educators, they're not public health people, they shouldn't be in a position that they have to make a decision that children who are infectious must stay at home, mm-hmm. and that they're the people that mediate that message to the school community.
If
we get the supports, I think we'll see it through this month. It's going to be a difficult month, but if community infection levels are dropping, a lot more people vaccinated, if we could get those antigen test pilot schemes up and running as well, all of those would help us to be even more reassured.
Yeah, and that is a key. And the weather has been quite benign as well, which is a help in terms of keeping windows and ventilation open in classrooms and so on. But say it would be John Boyle.
That now, I suppose, so I would have to say, Cormac, that it's also a concern of ours that the monitors that we were expecting to be delivered in schools, that some large schools have only received 3 or 4 CO2 monitors and they're already open over a week. Mm-hmm. So we feel that really that was, a breach of faith, really. We were sure that they were going to be in place and we were assured by the department. So there needs to be a fast tracking of the delivery of those.
And that's an urgent demand of yours and the INTO tomorrow. You're meeting, let me bring in Eamon Dennehy of the ASCI, because you're meeting the public health authorities tomorrow, Eamon. What will your requests, urgent demands be of them?
Yes, Cormac. Our demands of them is to back up the people who are working in the schools with the same kind of effort and provide the resources that the people are actually providing themselves in the schools. I'm talking about management and teachers and the students indeed, all really playing by the rules and have for the last 18 months in a really gallant effort to try and keep our schools open. And we need the resources to match that kind of human effort, if you want to, mm-hmm. in the
school. So what,
the school
what do you mean
itself.
By that? Because it's well, different in secondary
John,
school, isn't
John
it?
John mentioned something there, actually, about monitors. To me, they would seem a fairly important piece of equipment to make sure that the air within schools is safe to breathe. And, you know, that the CO2 levels are low in it. And mm-hmm. that implies, you know, that the air is reasonably fresh. And as a result, reasonably safe.
And that will be a demand of yours tomorrow as well. Just
we'd be concerned about that. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Eamon Dennehy, thank you very much indeed. And John Boyle as well. That's the ASTI and the INTO respectively. There is another issue here, and it relates to close contacts as well, because what happens if your child tests positive for COVID-19? Do you have to restrict your movements if you are fully vaccinated? That's something that an awful lot of us are having to deal with. These were the questions asked by Dr. Nina Burns, a GP in Dublin, after her eight-year-old son tested positive. As both a doctor and a parent, she is looking for clarity on guidelines going forward, and she joins me now. Dr. Nina Burns, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Your poor son has COVID-19. I hope he's okay. But this has thrown up some questions and concerns for you. So what are they?
Well, so we had, I mean, the HSE guidance had always said that if you were fully vaccinated and asymptomatic, that you did not have to restrict movements if you were close contact. But on the other hand, I'm also conscious that I'm a doctor and that the patients I see are quite vulnerable. So, you know, I had got a phone call yesterday from the HSE. Well, I got the text and then immediately after it, the phone call to say that my son had tested positive. And the person who rang me, I said, okay, so do I have to be at home now, or, you know, can I be at work? And she said, no, you know, once you're fully vaccinated, no symptoms, you can be at work. But then I got a call in the evening from the contact tracer who was just taking all the more detailed contacts for my son. Mm-hmm. And she was of the opinion that his entire class would be out of school because it was air spread and he was in school on Friday.
The entire class?
That's what she said on the phone. She said because it's an aerosol-driven virus that he'd been in school all day Friday and that his class would have to isolate. But she said that will be passed on to higher public health. And then she also then at that stage, I have two older teenagers, both of whom are fully vaccinated. So the system wouldn't accept that they were fully vaccinated. So she said that they then would have to restrict movement. And, you know, my daughter's in 6 years. She obviously was very concerned at the thought of having to miss 10 days of school, even though she was asymptomatic and vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So I guess I just put the question out yesterday evening to try and get some clarity, but I'm glad to say that I had a very good call with someone from the HSE today.
Okay, so, before you give us that clarity, the 14,000 figure certainly makes sense now, doesn't it? If there's somebody with COVID-19 in a class and the whole class is possibly advised, and bear in mind, they may not be fully vaccinated, depending on the age group of
in primary school, they wouldn't be. Mm-hmm. The under 12, none of them would be. So my son's entire class, apart from his teachers, obviously wouldn't be vaccinated. Oh. And he has an excellent school principal who I spoke to today, but he hadn't heard from the HSE, and he was basing his beliefs on the older guidance that only the three children around him would have to isolate.
Okay,
but he was waiting to hear from the HSE, but he said it could have taken a few days before he'd hear from them.
So give us your clarity and your guidance that you got from the HSE yesterday, Nina.
So I didn't get any clarity on the school because obviously they were just dealing with my household. So what I was told today was because I am fully vaccinated and asymptomatic that I didn't even have to have a test, that I could go back to work. But I wasn't comfortable with that. So I have had a test today and I'm going to stay out until that test is back. I was also told that my two vaccinated teenagers could go back if they were asymptomatic, but actually they had a test on Sunday, which is negative, but they had already received a text for their close contact test. So I brought them to get that test today and I'm going to make sure that they are also negative going back in.
Okay.
And I've made the decision myself just because of the group I work with and talking to my manager is that I'm going to do an antigen test every day before I go to work. And also I'm going to notify any patient who books with me that my son is positive, that I've tested negative, but that I'm in work, and I'm going to let the patients decide because I don't think it would be fair not to let them know
before
seeing them. Yeah.
So that is your position and that is the clarity that you've got in your head as you're going forward. We asked the HSE, by the way, if there are any exceptions to the guidance that if you're fully vaccinated and have no symptoms, you don't have to restrict your movements. Is there any exception to that? They told us the sole exception is for those with compromised immune systems who restrict their movements until they get tested. Yeah. So that is quite clear, I suppose. Look, let us know if it's going according to your plan, Dr. Nina Burns. And I wish your son all the best as well. So, Dr.
Thanks,
Nina Burns, thank you very much indeed for joining us. We'll be back after the break now with Ireland and Stephen Kenny's Make or Break match tonight.